Are you ready for another bedtime story? You've been called into work on a Saturday, which you hate. But about 5 minutes before you're done for the day, you call and let me know you're on your way. I know this means you'll be in a bad mood, so I have a little surprise planned to hopefully stop that from happening. I hear the garage door open. I know you're home. You always do the same thing. You walk into the dining room and drop your stuff. I left something for you on the table. You have a puzzled look on your face when you pick it up. It's a report card. It looks like somebody got A's in every subject but one. Someone failed math. She's been a very bad girl. You chuckle to yourself. You know this game all too well. You know it means I want to be punished. You make your way to our bedroom, and when you walk into the room, you see me standing in the corner, facing the wall. From what you can tell from behind, I'm wearing a short plaid skirt with white crinoline underneath, a little white sweater, sheer pantyhose, white socks that come over my knees, and high heels. Of course, my hair is in two little ponytails. I hear you say to me that somebody's been a bad girl. She needs to be punished. As you start to walk towards me, you notice on the nightstand there's a black Sharpie marker and duct tape. You smile to yourself. You know this means that I want you to make me completely submissive to you. You come up behind me. I feel your hand stroke up the back of my thigh. Your other hand goes around my throat. Your hand slides between my legs. You grip me hard, pushing me against the wall. You whisper in my ear, asking me if I've been a bad girl. All I can do is nod my head. Yes, I've been a very bad girl. You reach up under my skirt. Oh, you caress my ass. You see I've got on little white panties. You peel them down so my ass is exposed. The panties and the pantyhose are bunched right below my ass. You tell me to push that ass out. I get that sweet arch in my back, pushing my ass out to you. Out of the corner of my eye, I see you pick up the marker. You slowly caress my ass. You tell me what a dirty slut I am for standing here like this waiting for you to punish me. You spank me. You ask me if I'm a dirty slut. All I can do is answer yes. You spank me again. You squat down behind me. And on one cheek you write dirty. And the other you write slut. You know it'll be at least a day before that marker comes off. You then stand back up and take the duct tape and write the word whore on one piece, rip it off, and put it over my mouth. You stand up and step back admiring your work. I hear you say to yourself that it just seems like something's missing. You tell me not to move. You walk around to my side of the bed and open the bottom drawer. It's where I keep all my toys. When you walk back towards me and I look out the corner of my eye, I see that you have a black velvet pouch. I smile behind the tape on my mouth. One of my favorite toys is in that pouch. You open it up and I see you pull out my glass butt plug. You ask me as you drag it down my cheek, is this what you want? All I can do is respond behind my gagged mouth. I eagerly push my ass out to you. You slowly wet it in your mouth. And start to push it into my ass. Turning it, pushing it, teasing my ass with it. Finally, you hold it steady. You tell me to push back if I want it in my ass. I push back hard. It slips inside me. You reach between my legs and make sure it's in deep. Then you slide two fingers in my pussy. You tell me how fucking wet I am. You grab me by my arm. You pull me into the bathroom. You drag me into our large walk-in shower. You make me squat down in one corner. I watch through heavy-lidded, almost drugged eyes as you get dressed. I can't wait to see how hard that cock is. When you're finally naked, you get in the shower and I have to watch you wash and touch that body, stroking that cock. You spend extra time making sure your cock and balls are clean. I love seeing your hands stroke over your skin. Mm. I can't wait to get that cock in my mouth. He runs off. And when you're done, you come over to me. You carefully pull the duct tape off my mouth. You grab the sides of my face. And you look down at me. And tell me to open my fucking mouth. You want me to try your cock. You shove the whole thing in my mouth. Feel it at the back of my throat. Yes. Looking up at you with my big brown eyes. You pump in and out of my mouth. And you contemplate. I can see it in your eyes. Coming all over me just like this in the shower. But you have something better planned. You pull me up. My body now wet. You pull me into the bedroom. You bend me over the bed. You toss the duct tape onto the bed and you grab it again. You pull my arms behind my back. And you tape my wrists together. I've got you so fucking turned on. I can see your control. Barely holding on with a thread. You step back and look at me. Bent over your bed. My panties and my pantyhose down below my ass. My high heels and my white socks pulled up over my knees. That short little plaid Catholic girl skirt with the crinoline flipped up over my ass. My face turned to the side. My arms bound behind me. You grabbed my hips. You grind that cock against me. You reach up and pull the ponytail holders out of my hair. When my long hair is free, you grab a fistful of my hair and yank my head back. You whisper in my ear. How fucking hot I make you. How hard I get your cock. How bad you need to fuck me. You stand back up. My hair still fisted in your hand. And you spank me. Every time I spank you, you tell me what a dirty fucking whore you are. You slap me hard. I'm your dirty whore. You spank me again. I'm your dirty slut. You spank me hard twice. My ass getting warmer and warmer. You dirty little cock-sucking whore. Spread your legs. You tell me to spread my legs. I spread them as wide as I can. It's not wide enough. You grab my panties and my pantyhose and you rip them. I spread them wider. You rub your hands against my pussy. Sliding it up between my ass and pushing on that plug. You spanked me again. You spanked me again. What did I tell you? Tell me what you are, you say. You dirty slut. You grab your cock at the base. And you sink it into my pussy. Fuck. You start to pound me. You grab my bound wrists. You use my arms for leverage. Hard. Grabbing my arms and pulling me back. All I can do is lay there and take the fuck. Yes. Yes. Yeah. I'm so close. So close to coming for you. And you know it. You know my body so well. You can feel me throbbing. Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh, right there. Right there. Please. Please let me come. Yes. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You pull out of me. No. No, please. Please. I can't stop my ass from wanting to grind back. Please. Please put your cock back in my cunt. You slap me. You spank my ass so hard. You start stroking that cock. You grab my hair. You yank my head back. Oh no, baby. You tell me you know I did this for you. You keep stroking that cock, pulling my hair. God, I'm so wet. Please. I can hear you getting closer. I know you're so close to coming. I know what you're gonna do. You're gonna jerk off all over me. I can hear you growling. Grunting. Yeah, you're right there. Yes. Suddenly your cum is jerking from your cock. I can feel it shooting all over my ass. All over my panties. All over my pantyhose. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. You spanked me hard. You push your cock back in my pussy. Pull my abs hard against you. Your groin pushing that plug in my ass. Oh, fuck. You're grinding me against you. Uh, I'm pushing back against you. Pushing against the bed, trying to get you to fuck me. You pull out. You push me down on the bed. You pull out of me. You lean over my body. You grab my hair. You hold my face against the bed. Clean yourself up. We'll see if I get you off later. You stand back up, pushing off of me. Spank my ass. And walk out of the bedroom, leaving me on the bed. You're dirty, cum-covered slut. Sweet dreams.